following is an interview with Rose Iva Laver Dalton. The interview is being conducted at 9510 Southwest Edgewood in Tigard. The date is October 27, 1981. The interviewer is Linda Brody for the Oregon Historical Society. Dalton, how did your family come to Government Island?
My dad came here, you know, you had that where he came around the horn, you know, and came to, he didn't come to Government Island, he came to the part where you go to Portland, come here to Portland, and started making cheese for a man there, and he kept on going up the island till he ended up at Government Island and went to work for a farmer there on the upper end, and that man had four children, and you wasn't no school or nothing on the island, see, and so they had to get in a small boat and paddle their way, you know, across to Washington to go to school. Mm-hmm. And this man said he wasn't going to keep that up because the winters was coming along, see, and my dad went over to Washington, at Fisher, Washington, and saw Mr. Duvack and borrowed $1,000 from him and paid this man $1,000 for that ranch, and there was 360 acres there. And he was all alone, and I don't know, you know what? I don't know where my dad met my mother. My mother's family was from Missouri, you see, and my dad came from England.
Do you know what year it was that he came to Government Island?
My dad?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'd say it was just about the same year that how old I am, because I was the first child.
Mm-hmm.
And was born in a log cabin.
But you said he was single when he came.
Yes, he was single.
So it must have been prior to 1880.
Yes, I think so.
1880 or sooner.
Yes.
Okay, interesting. And you don't know how he met your mother?
No, I don't. I never even was interested, I guess. I didn't ask.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. Now my sister's gone. She knew everything. But she was 16 years younger, see, and she kept track of everything like that. And her two daughters, one of them, Jean, was supposed to come here today, too, and help out on some of this.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess maybe she's not.
Well, now.
But I know she's coming to the birthday party.
Did your father, you said you were born in a log cabin. Did he build that cabin, or what did he live in when he came there first?
Well, that, I don't know.
Mm.
Yes, they had a house.
Okay.
There was a house there. And Mr. Cluth built it over and when my sister was 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And now how old would that be? When she was three?
Oh, she was, that would have been about 1900. About 1899.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So he rebuilt the house.
And Mr. Cluth built the house over the front part. I and fully intended to have that darn picture of that house here so you could see it. And darn good looking for an old being built so many years. Now it's all tore down and everything because they have cattle on that island, you know.
Well, maybe I can look at it another time. Now, did you say that he rebuilt that part of the cabin or rebuilt
the house?
A house.
And house.
That was different from the cabin.
Yes. Oh, the cabin was already gone into the river, broke off with the sand.
I see.
You know. And the house, they moved the house back three times because at the upper end, you know, was all fallen into the river.
Mm-hmm. When was that house built originally? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think it must have been, I think it was practically a new house when my dad took it over.
Mm-hmm. So it was probably built around 1880 then?
Yes, I think so.
Uh-huh. Well, I wonder why you were born in a cabin if there was a house on the property.
Well, my dad hadn't taken it over yet,
I see.
And I told you what happened. This family moved over in Washington, and they had school children, Had four of them and had no place. But my dad had a school built there. They say this ground is still belongs to the school district there in, on Government Island.
The Reynolds School District.
Uh-huh.
Interesting. So your mother came there with your father, and what did your father do on his farm? What kind of work did he do?
He had cows. Milking cows.
Dairy cattle.
Dairy cows, mm-hmm. Yes.
And what happened with the products, the dairy products that he raised?
Well, the boats that you saw here, they stopped and my dad had them sacked, you know, and took them, to, brought them here to Portland. Of course, didn't look anything like it does now, mm-hmm. but at the docks, you know, and brought the stuff in, and the cows had calves, you know, and he butchered them and put them on the boat, all wrapped up, of course, and brought them back here to Portland. Mm-hmm. Everything like that. My dad wasn't stingy, but he sure could turn things into money.
Interesting. How did you get around on the island? Were there roads or?
Yes, they had roads, uh-huh. And we had wagons and buggies and everything. One night, you know, that when the teacher was asking one of the families a question, she got out of the buggy down at by the school and went in there. And you know, up in the sky, one of these things they're talking about now went right over when I was sitting in that there buggy and lit on the sandbar over to the left of where the island, you know, was surrounded by water. Oh gosh, was I scared? That thing was just a big red thing, just go right across the sky and landed on the beach.
What year was that?
No, I don't know that. That's when I was in school.
When you were going to school.
Uh-huh.
So it must have been prior to 1900
then. Uh-huh.
Amazing. What happened with that? Did anybody else see it?
No. You know when it lit on the sand, went clear under. The sand just covered it all over. It was a great big thing, big as this table. I'll never forget that. Gosh, everybody thinks I'm making things up. I don't have to make them up. They're really original.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what that man, somebody's coming. Oh, it's Dale, I think. My grandson.
Well, you mentioned that the school several times. What other kinds of activities did you have on the island besides the school?
Well, they had, everyone had hired men, you know, to help milk the cows and everything. They didn't have milking machines even when I left. And I was 25 when I got married. And they had old time dances because it was. I played the organ and later the piano, and one of the young men had horn and violin. We had a lot of fun.
Where did you learn your music?
I didn't. It just came to me. I could play anything. If a boat went up the Columbia River on a Sunday and you hear the music over where we were sitting on the bank, you know, on the island at our home, why, I'd go in the house and play that piece of music. Gosh, my dad thought I was wonderful.
So you had a piano in your home?
We had a piano later, uh-huh. Yes.
What was your house like inside?
Oh, my mother just kept it immaculate. She was a good housekeeper.
Was it a two-level house or one level?
Upstairs, sure, the bedrooms, three or four bedrooms up there, because the hired man has to have a place to stay too, you know, to sleep. And my mother had, great big long table, two-thirds as long as this here, and always immaculate with a red tablecloth on it, you know. And on Saturdays, everything was special. Everybody took a bath. And it tells it in here. Did you read that about my dad? Yes. My dad said it's still wet. Oh, gosh.
That's funny. Well, how many people would come to your dances there?
Oh, everybody had a bunch of kids. I guess my dad had the least. I don't know. I never did count them. And Christmas time, you know, when they had the Christmas tree, either one or the other of the farmers had a big tree, and everybody was invited.
So did you know everyone pretty well on the island?
Oh, sure. Oh, I should say so. Here was Lavers here, Bartlett sitting next. That was my dad's sister, see, and her family.
She was a Bartlett?
Yes.
I see. Okay. See, there's a Bartlett's Point or something on the island here. Bartlett's Landing.
Yes.
Did the ferry come there on Bartlett's Landing?
No, the ferry didn't come up that far.
This is a later map, though. See,
oh,
this
that's
is,
later.
This is
oh,
from
I
the
see.
40s.
Oh. Uh-huh.
But you said now your farm was on the Oregon
upper end.
The
yes.
upper end of the Oregon side.
Yes.
Down, not was it on the
Washington
planet?
Side
oh.
too?
Oh.
Both. See, because it was surrounded around.
I see. Did you have this whole peninsula here, or did you just have part in here?
Well, I don't know that mm-hmm. because I tell you. Down here where we were, this part, see, this here was different when we lived there. My dad used to have, I was going to say that the other day, too. One of these things that drive the piling in, you know, the into the water, and clear around the upper end,
uh-huh.
go the piling around, and that saved it. See, and then he'd pile these young trees in. There and keep the sand from leaving.
Uh-huh. So he had a problem with erosion.
Yes, he uh-huh. did.
Well, when was he doing that? That's kind of an unusual
well,
thing.
Well, and you know, he milked the cows at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the morning, 25 or 30 cows, see? And then the barn had to be cleaned up. All that, you know, and the hay put down for the cows for the night. And let's see now. Frances was here. She could tell you everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Lucy could, too. It's too bad she didn't get here. Lucy Rossman. You haven't interviewed her, have you?
No, I haven't.
And her dad had a big farm in Washington,
mm-hmm.
right over there, out of Vancouver a ways, and
in Washougal?
No, not
Camas?
That far up.
Oh.
No, no, from Vancouver up.
Well, you said your father had a dairy farm. Did he grow any crops at all on the island?
Everything.
So your dad grew on the island?
Oh, golly, that's a hard question because he grew everything.
Was anything more successful than something else?
Well, the prune trees and the peach trees were.
Mm-hmm.
And the high water in 1894 killed them all off.
1894.
Yeah, what did I say?
19.
Oh. Advanced, huh?
Yes, you are advanced. What do you remember about the 1894 flood?
Well, everybody, my dad, you didn't hear this one. The chicken house was going to take off, see, and he'd just built it. And the high water was getting higher and higher, and my dad got a rope, went to Portland, got bought a rope, and tied the chicken house up to the cottonwood trees so it would stay there. And the barn, of course, was too heavy to move. And the house didn't move, but the water, they moved the piano, and they kept moving it up and up toward the ceiling, see, like this. And the water just kept getting higher till it finally had to cover the piano with the sacks and stuff and take it upstairs, and then the darn thing quit. And the water went down.
Did you think your house was
I was 12 years old when that happened now. Mm-hmm. My dad took me back down to cook the meals. Him and I stayed on the island until we got the house all cleaned up, and then my mother came, and then I finally brought all the cows back.
Where did you stay on the island during the flood?
We stayed in the man's house that we rented from up at Washougal.
Oh.
Mr. What was his name? Oh, I don't know now. I can see him, but I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm. Why did your house stay? I mean, why wasn't it washed away?
Oh, I don't know. I guess it's too heavy to move. Because it had a fireplace in it. See, a big brick fireplace. That might have helped.
What was there any damage to the island in the flood?
Oh, that stuff that settled on the floor, my dad scraped it out with a shovel, you know, seen that? Oh, it was terrible. As far as I can remember, it was an awful mess. But he finally got it all cleaned up.
What happened to the dairy cattle, the herds, during the flood?
Well, they were all up for Washougal and on this farm.
Oh, they were evacuated?
Uh-huh.
How did they get them off the island?
This boat here had a big high fence fixed clear around the front out on the bow, you know?
Uh-huh. And they just put the cattle in there?
Yeah, out here this was all enclosed,
mm-hmm.
and the cows were all in there. They didn't seem to mind, and they left one cow there, so my dad was going to stay, you know, and see that everything didn't move away, and finally the boat had to land and take the cow up there with the rest of them because the water was getting up past her knees.
Was that the paddle wheeler Jesse Harkins or the Ione?
Wasn't it Jesse Harkins, it was the Ione.
The Ione.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So she came and took all the cattle. Did she take cattle from other farms too?
Oh, of course. Everybody had to move. Mm-hmm. But they all went over to Fisher, Washington, you know, Fisher's Landing.
Mm-hmm.
And then went on the farms that were in that they can get to there. And I used to go to school part-time over there with my Uncle Charlie's boys.
Is this Uncle Charlie, what was his last name?
Labor.
Uh-huh.
See, my dad had two brothers besides him, you know, come out here, come to the United States from England. And his Uncle Bill was standing on that, he had what do they call these cabin boats that they have here at the Oaks? These people that live in them?
Houseboat.
Houseboat, yes. And my uncle had this houseboat, and he was standing inside the railing. And one of the steamers went up to it, pushed in there, and killed him. He was killed. When I was just a kid, I could remember that. Mm-hmm. And Uncle Charlie Labor had a big prune ranch. Prunes were the big thing then over there, and a big ranch. And those boys, you could hear those boys when they were growing up, you know, whistling. They were all so good-natured and so full of fun,
uh-huh.
all the time, always having a good time. people didn't drink like that, you know. If they got a beer, they'd have to hide it because their dad never let anybody have anything to drink around.
You started to name a while ago some of the other families on the island. Who were some of the families?
Well, first there was us, Labor, mm-hmm. and then Bartlett, and then Cluth, no, and Hood, Jim Hood, James Hood, and then Mr. Cluth. I don't remember his name. That was four of them. And what did it say there? There was five?
I thought there were six, but six. I may have been...
Well, I tell you, on the other side then, toward Oregon, you know, they had somebody always had a little boat that they could row, you know, around and go across and go walk to the Montevilla here in Portland and get the streetcar and come to town.
Well, how did these families? Now you said they had a schoolhouse there, but what did they do for their grocery supplies?
They had to go on the boat to Portland.
Okay. Did they ever trade among themselves on the island? Or?
Well, I don't think so. I don't remember that.
What about dry goods like clothing?
Oh, I had to come to Portland and get it. Uh-huh. Everything like that. My mother used to sew for everybody. Gosh darn, I don't know how she ever did it. And washings, they talk about washings, you know. No washing machine, you know, in those days. And the thing was a block long, and I tell you, when my mother washed, that the clothes was shining all the way along on that clothesline.
Did you help your mother with the chores?
Oh, sure. Everybody had help after you got big enough. My brother was kind of fragile. He was a little skinny guy when he was growing up. But he learned to be a bit good farmer. He always stayed on the island. When he got married, he moved down someplace down below on the island. And when my dad got through with, when I got married, he said he's not going to stay here anymore because there was nothing he could do, so he turned it over to my brother, and his wife got $50,000 when that whole island cleared off. You know, everybody moved off. Some of them got more than that. Some with big families, $150,000.
What did the other families do on the island?
Well, they were all farmers.
Were they dairy farmers, or did they raise crops?
Well, that I don't know. I can't remember that, but I think that they had, all of them had something.
So they were all busy with their things. Did your family have a fruit cellar for storing food?
No, water was only about 10 feet down underneath that sand. Uh-huh. 10 to 15 feet, that's as far as it could go down, uh-huh. See? And I guess they all had something to keep stuff cool. I'd take it outside, it's cold enough then there, because you didn't have nothing to heat up, only fireplaces and your cook stove.
That was kind of an interesting thing we were talking about a little while ago, where you said your father was concerned about the erosion and that he drove pilings into the ground.
Yeah, around the island, upper end, all around our place, see? And he built a dock out there. And this Mildred Thompson, did you see that about her husband getting killed this week?
No.
She lives down at Ridgefield. And she's going to come, and I guess she's going to come when I have the party for my birthday. I don't know. But her husband was killed with the horses that her son raised, had for these races, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I was so broke up about it because she was the only child my brother had of his own.
Did you know her on the island?
Sure, I took care of her when she was born.
Oh.
Right after she was born, they came home to Vancouver. Aren't you going to eat one?
I'll have. Are you going to have the whole one?
You take the half.
That's fine. Well, you mentioned some of these families now, the Hoods and the Bartletts and the Clouths and the your family, the Labors. And you were related, you said, to the Bartlett family.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Did these families have children?
Yes. Aunt Fanny had five. And the Hoods had, I don't know how many boys. And their last one, after all those boys, they had one girl. And she's living here in Portland someplace, here in Oregon. I don't know where, but Helen Hood was her name.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell me about the school that you attended. What did it look like?
Just a little build-up. The steps up to it.
Mm-hmm. One room.
Mm-hmm. Everybody's in the same room. There wasn't only about 8 or 10 kids at a time that went there. Because those that got bigger, you know, they went away to school someplace.
You mean in high school or before
mm-hmm.
that even?
Mm-hmm. My brother went to Vancouver, rode his bicycle to Vancouver.
Took the ferry and then rode his bike on?
No, he stayed
in the city.
Yeah,
because
uh-huh. I was just telling about that professor at that college or school where my brother went. He said, never put nothing in your ear smaller than your elbow. When I see my Dale's wife digging her ear, going so darn fast, I was, don't put nothing in there smaller than your elbow.
How many years did you attend the school?
I think I was 18 when I got through.
So you went all through that school?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where did your teacher come from?
Portland.
Oh, and did they come daily or did they live on the island?
Oh, they lived with the farmers for the 9 months.
Uh-huh.
Or however months, maybe three months, some of them, see?
Was that a subscription school?
I don't know.
Do you know how it was financed, the school?
The farmers, I guess, must have given. Because that was so much better than having to ride one of those little boats, you know, across to Washington every day to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a half a mile or more to walk down there to it.
Did the school let you out when you needed to help your parents with the chores?
No, I don't think we went to school that long.
Oh.
Because all of us had to help our dads, you know, and our parents.